Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Meditating quietly is awesome, but there does come a time when your quiet time needs to be a loud time, and you need to speak loud the truth of what God says so that your own soul hears it. So that's one of the things I had to do, was just find some scriptures and speak the truth about them.
You know, Holly, we've talked about that a number of times on the show, that for me, you know, Bible does say faith comes from hearing, and faith would go into my soul when my ears would hear my mouth say what was true, because that was the only way I could settle down my emotions. And wondering, is it even possible for a person to maybe get a solid grip on their emotions before an earth-shattering event happens? I mean, are there any preventative measures we can take to be walking more sturdily and steady in the truth so that we're in a better position when the storm hits? Or is there just no preparing for storms that sort of broadside us?
No, I think you're right. I think there is a way to prepare. I think that, I mean, things are always going to take you by surprise. That's the nature of life. But there are certainly things that we can do to be prepared. And, you know, spending regular time with God is not a luxury. It's essential. And it's not about spending 8 hours. It's, you know, minutes. But spending time so that you recognize His voice, you know His presence, so that when you are in a dark time, you can go back to what you know. And I, you know, for me, in the midst of all these storms, what I know is that God is good and He does good. And so I could hang on to that when it felt like everything, like it felt like all hell was coming against me, but I could hang on to that truth. And I learned that truth in the good times.
Yeah,
so
good.
I spend time in the good times, which prepares you for the not so good times.
You know, we've got about a little over 2 minutes left before our hard break at the bottom of the hour, Holly, but I'd love to know just little glimpses of glory God provided for you when the storms were crashing in on at every angle in your life. What were some just little graces that you saw where He just was saying, you're not alone, I'm with you, and you're going to get through this?
One of the things I learned to do was to really embrace the people that God had placed in my life. Yes, there were some people that let me down and behaved badly. But there were a number of people who in my life who helped undergird me, who would send random text messages or send random cards or phone calls. It just seemed like out of the blue to them. But what I knew was that this was God saying to me, you're not alone. I've got you. And there are people around you praying for you and standing with you.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.